Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's go back to the NBA, and there was an interesting article in Bleacher Report this week, and Damian Lillard has some great quotes. He talked a lot about how players are kind. We saw it in free agency, right? With Kawhi Leonard recruited Paul George to play with him and got George to demand a trade with 3 years left on his deal. Now they're both going to be Los Angeles Clippers. LeBron was active in trying to recruit Kawhi Leonard. LeBron obviously had a hand in Anthony Davis deciding he wants to play with the Lakers. And Kawhi Leonard did not even meet with Frank Vogel, the Lakers coach. So he's talking to LeBron. He met with LeBron twice and probably talked to him several times on the phone. But he doesn't meet with the head coach. You and I were talking earlier, Matt. Kevin Durant did not meet with the Brooklyn Nets. Right? He and Kyrie are just talking.
Right.
And they decide, let's go to Brooklyn. All right. And it reminds me, remember when O.J. Mayo went and told USC, I'm coming here? He was the big star out of high school. And he was, you know, the top player in the country. And he went to USC and told them, I'm picking you. It wasn't really the other way around. That's what this reminds me of. But Damian Lillard talked about it, had a great quote. Rob G, you want to read this quote from Lillard?
That's right, Chris. He did say, quote, it's become huge because sometimes the coaches in the front offices, they don't have as much power as the players do. Players are so friendly now. I think in the past, guys like Michael Jordan probably didn't go out searching and trying to get guys to come join him. It was like they were competing against each other. But now it's like, well, hey, they got three stars on their team. I know this guy and that guy. I'm going to try to get them to come into my team. So I think you're seeing that recruiting a lot more now where it's just players recruiting players is more powerful than anything the pitch meeting with the teams.
The interesting thing about that article was that a lot of teams were lamenting the situation. They were essentially saying, as Lillard, that the players do have more power than the teams in terms of where guys are going to end up. I think, Matt, that this is like LeBron James. We always talk about his legacy. Is he the GOAT? Is he better than Michael? So on and so forth. I think a huge part of his legacy is that I feel like he has kind of opened up players' eyes to the power that they have.
No question.
Right?
His empowerment of others, from moving teams to being more than an athlete and dominating business off the court. You know, so that's definitely, to me, he's the greatest superstar we've seen do what he does as far as just being in touch with, you know, stuff outside of basketball.
Right.
And inspiring people in different ways, showing people that you can do, you know, really whatever you want. So I think you hit it on the head. He'll be known for both.
Right.
Definitely.
And I think even within the sport as well, because first, super teams aren't new.
Mm-mm.
You know, in the 80s, Bird Celtics were a super team. Mm-hmm. They had four Hall of Famers. Right. And even before they got some of those guys, Tiny Archibald was there when they won their first ring. Showtime Lakers, of course, were a super team. I mean, Jordan, I wouldn't really call him a super team, but Rodman did end up being a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even the Celtics with Ray Allen that you played against, Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, that was a super team. The difference was that, and even, you know, Shaq, Kobe, before you got there, Shaq and Kobe and Glenn Rice. The year they won it, Glenn was so unhappy, he demanded a trade after winning the championship.
And then remember, I mean, Mailman and GP went to the Lakers for a second. I just think more than ever, it's the teams just happen to be, I talked to someone today, the teams just happen to be the landing spot, the vessel for, you know, where, so if me and you were going somewhere, Brooklyn has enough money for us and look what's around them, okay? The Clippers have, you know, Kawhi situation. Okay, look, they can afford both of us. Look at the team.
Right.
So they have, the players have always had all, they're just utilizing it now. And that's, you know, hats off to LeBron, because I think he made people realize, okay, like, we really are.
We
could really control our narrative from every standpoint now.
Right. Because the difference, and I argue with Rob about this all the time. The only difference between those teams I mentioned in the pre-LeBron in Miami Heat era is that those super teams were built by the owners and the GMs and the, you know, front office.
Right.
And the super teams today tend to be built by the players.
There's no question. They're 100% built by the players.
and the interesting thing is executives are scared. Rob G, read some of these quotes. Give me another quote or two from the executives and how they're frightened by this development of players putting together their own teams.
Well, here's one I think you'll like, Chris. One exec said, quote, "What it really does is it scares you if you have one of these guys and you don't have a path for another one. If you're the rest of the NBA, how do you build given this reality?" And then an agent followed up saying, quote, "I think at the end of the day, no matter what teams do, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't."
So what that is, Matt, like, and there's other quotes where a GM was praising Toronto. They did everything they could to keep Kawhi. They're just not in Southern California. Or, you know, things like that. Here's the deal, though. This is true freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like in my industry. I can choose to go where I want to. If I want to leave, I did leave ESPN to go to Fox. I could do that if I wanted to just, I wanted to be in California. So I want to be here. Or if I leave Fox and go to, you know, back to ESPN because I want to be on the East Coast. Like, we have that freedom. Players haven't kind of, and people don't think of them like they should have that freedom.
They do. You know, for so long, it's always been called the business when the teams would trade us, cut us, waive us, underpay us, do whatever they want. It's the business.
Right.
You know, so since we've taken that power away now, like, okay, we have all the power. We can create. There's not, at the end of the day, because you're going to be playing with the players. You know what I mean? So if I want to team up, like, I don't, you know, at the end of the day, I would rather talk to the player. There's nothing a pitch meeting can tell me that I'm more worried about what LeBron's going to tell me if I'm a star than what they're going to say in a pitch meeting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or when I'm going somewhere, I'm worried about if I'm a star, what page is that other star on? I got to team up with him. We're going to carry this team. What page are we on that page? You know, the GMs and the exec, they can't tell you that. You know what I mean? So you have to get a feel for that player, and that's what players are doing now. And like Dame said, these guys see each other all the time. Like, every play, probably 70% of the NBA is in LA during the summer.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're running to them at the grocery store. You're playing pickup with them at UCLA. You're seeing them out at restaurants. You're seeing them at the club. So that, I mean, the people are definitely more around each other and more friendly now. So that's how things develop. And if you're a star and I'm a star and we're on different teams and both of them kind of suck, like, hey, let's go somewhere else.
Right. That makes sense.
And that's cool. But I think that's really cool, though. You know what I mean? That you can do it. And that's what keeps the NBA so interesting now, because people are tuning year round to say, okay, you know, we had a good regular season. We had a great finals. And man, here comes free agency now, too. And now we got to see what this free agency movement's going to be like next year. Like, I think the NBA is in a great place right now.
I mean, let's keep it real. There are fans that are more interested in the free agency and the transactions than they are the actual games, you know? And I remember I was texting with Michael Jordan once about this, and how, and I asked him, and this was relatively recently, this was within the last year, and I asked him, you know, about what you said, players being friendly and all that, and were you friendly with the opponents, you know, and he was like, nah, I really kind of, you know, I was cool with Oakley and Barkley, and we had dinner once or twice, but he was like, for the most part, no, we kept to ourselves. And I said, well, I thought during the 92 Olympics, when y'all were the dream team, that everybody got, you know, close and all that. Y'all were playing cards all night. And he was like, closer, you know, but not really close. But, you know, you kind of kept at bay. How much do you think AAU had to do with all this?
I think AAU is huge, and then social media. From a standpoint of, you're just always getting to see people. You know,
so
what I mean?
you were in the league before the social media boom, so it was that much different?
It was a huge difference. It was you met everyone kind of in within your probably your 2 or 3 year
age
range.
Because you came up in that, right?
The AAU. Yeah, but see, now it's just overwhelming. That's a whole other subject where they're playing too many games. But that's how you met guys, you know what I mean? And then you would kind of have to read about them in the magazines or, you know, something weird like that. But now you're seeing these kids from junior high on TV through high school. Now you're seeing them on social media and learning them and figuring them out. So they're almost little walking stars before. Right. Or, you know, some of them don't even make it. But, you know, the ones that do are kind of stars. You know, Zion had a bigger following than Duke did as a whole, you know, to keep it real. You know what I mean?
Social media,
this whole little fan base. So, you know, these people are almost built-in stars by the time they get to where they're at. So, you know more about people than you did when Jordan, like, you would, if you only had got to see people when you played them, how can you really become friends if you're trying to go at them? But you, like I said, in the summertime, everyone is out here.
So I asked you in the first hour, we talked about what was it like to play with a guy that was a superstar. Now, let's take it to another level. If, like this summer, we saw it with the Lakers, okay? LeBron, now, obviously, he's very powerful. How much he actually had to do with, you know, the trade talks. I don't think he was involved in the trade talks, but, you know, with the Pelicans when they were trying to get AD. But that was the perception. And you heard, remember when they were in Indiana and was it Brandon Ingram was at the free throw line and the fans, LeBron's going to trade you. Now, as a player, not just a star on that team, or not just that team, but just any team, when you've got superstars that you know have that type of power, can that change the dynamic when you're one of the role players, but you know these guys not only are just the stars, but they now have the power to maybe move guys around and things like that?
Me personally, it never crossed my mind because I just always went out there and played hard. I was a role player, you know, so it's a different perception from a role player to a star. But, you know, I played with a lot of great, great players, but my whole thing, I just always played hard, you know, so it never crossed my mind like, okay, I don't want to mess up because he can have me traded type situation, you know, but just it's just way different now. You know, like I said, whether LeBron had that power or not, that was perception. And these are very young players, you know what I mean?
And Rondo talked about
that. So that's why, you know, I said it back when it was happening, you know, after that All-Star break debacle, whether he had a hand in it, that it was over for that team because you just, young players, you know, grew up looking like, everything Rondo said, it's crazy, I said that. And it was just hard to recover from. So that's why I said, you know, they had to make a move this summer, because if they didn't, I'm thinking you're bringing back players for a second time around. Like, okay, well, we believe in you now. Glad everything worked out the way it did and everyone's happy now. But it's probably different because more than ever, players have, you know, the power. So I wouldn't say, I think it would be less with the superstars moving themselves and having people off the team moved. so to speak, but stars have a lot of power.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Pleased to bring in our next guest on the night when the baseball All-Star game is taking place. He was a three-time All-Star, also a World Series champion, Cecil Fielder. Cecil, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing?
We're great. Yeah, we're great. It's you. Chris and Matt Barnes. We're glad to have you on. You obviously were a big-time home run hitter. You participated in the home run derby yourself in 1990. What did you see last night's event when Vlad Guerrero Jr. broke the record for most homers in the event by 30, hit 91? What did you make of that show he put on last night?
Tell you the truth, I didn't even see it. But, you know, I think it was.
You probably heard about it, right?
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. It was a great show. But, you know, me personally, I'm old school, man. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I love the kid, but I don't think he was deserving of being in the home run hitting contest. You know, if they'd have gave out $1 million for any of our old school cats to do that, we'd have had 30 guys raising their hand to be in the home run hitting contest. But that's just a
So you mean you wanted former players like yourself to be in it?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Veterans.
What I'm saying is, if you hear me on this, if they would have been handing out $1 million during my time period of playing, and they was going to give us $1 million to be in the home run to win it, to get $1 million,
right?
There'd have been 30 guys lining up to play.
Right.
30.
Right. I hear
and
you.
That's the way the game has changed now. Hey, y'all. Hey, hold on one second. My mom just got here, so I got to holler at her.
You got to say hi to mom. That's for sure. What do you think they should raise the value of the winning this dunk contest? You think that would have any impact?
Well, definitely. You know, I think you put a dollar price on things and make it worthwhile. And it's almost crazy to have to say it to make it worthwhile. I mean, it's such a blessing to be able to play. But you got to think, like, guys want breaks. Guys want rest. You know what I mean? So if you want the big guys to come, you got to make it really worth their while.
And I don't know
Matt, sir. If they gave us $1 million to win it, I'm in it.
Oh, there's no question. No question.
What was it when you were in it in 1990? What was it?
Nothing.
Oh, nothing. Why? You just did it for the love.
I did it for the love of the fans. But you know, I did it three times. But you know, it's hard because not only does it screw with your swing a little bit, it's just a hard thing to do, man. It's hard to get your swing back once you dally in that home run derby. It's hard to get everything back in order when the season comes back to play. It's hard.
Now, as I said, I mean, you obviously were a home run hitter, 319 in your career. Look at today, where, I mean, they're on pace, the league, to break the home run record by like 500 home runs total. What do you think of – there's, you know – Justin Verlander came out the other day and said the balls are definitely juiced. Rob Manfred, the commissioner, kind of alluded to a different type of ball as far as the pill in the middle being centered, whereas it hasn't been in the past. Like, what do you think when you see these balls going out the park at the rate that they're going out today? You haven't been a home run hitter. You know, do you like it? Do you dislike it? Do you think the ball is definitely juiced or what?
Well, I just think they're trying to hit home runs. I mean, the game has changed, man. I mean, there ain't nobody moving nobody over. Ain't nobody bunting nobody over. It's three-run homer or nothing. You can tell by the amount of strikeouts, by the amount of home runs. You got your number three and four hitters hitting second in your lineup nowadays. I mean, the game is crazy. I mean, I don't even enjoy – I mean, I'll just be honest with you. I just can't enjoy – watching the game, and I'm old school, and this, you know, my manager was Sparky Anderson and Joe Torre. This metrics or whatever they doing, I can't take a grasp of that because I have no idea what they're trying to do. You know, you're gonna tell me, well, don't swing on the third pitch because, you know, four times you've been up, he hasn't thrown you a strike. Well, you think I'm gonna listen to that and let that man throw me a strike?
Watch it, right.
No, I can't. So what I'm saying is the game has changed so much that I just can't feel it right now. Maybe my boys, a couple of my boys, I seen Carlos Baerga and I seen Kenny Williams while I was there. I seen some of the cats, Bernie Williams, and some of them cats are telling me it's coming back a little bit because you got to be true to the game, man. The game is the game. Yeah, I mean, like, it's in basketball. Basketball, hoop is hoop. Baseball is baseball. Football is football. That's what we do. So at the end of the day, I know how to play baseball. I mean, that's me. Barnsley knows how to play basketball. That's him. And you can't give me no printout and tell me to believe that printout. Because once I get on that court, whether it's on the basketball court, on the baseball field, that printout don't pitch.
Right.
Don't hit. Right. He don't throw.
Right. I kind of compare it to the NBA, where it's kind of going through like their analytic wave right now, where it's, you know, it's a long ball or nothing. And the NBA was going through that wave now, and I think they're coming back down to earth, you know, because the Houston Rockets thought they had figured something out, and they had for a while. You know, they were only shooting three-pointers or layups and dunks. But at the end of the day, the analytics, to me, as a former player like you, they don't check what kind of character this person has under pressure, or, you know, how they can handle, you know, certain situations. So there's only so much, you know, someone that doesn't, you know, whether it be a computer or a person that doesn't play the game, can tell a person who's played the game how to play it. So I completely agree with you.
That's what I'm talking about right there. I'm talking about that right there. When we got bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth,
right.
3-2 count, and the man, the analytics say he's going to throw a ball and he throws a strike and you're going to let it go. There's no way.
Right.
Well, Cecil, you remember last year's World Series, the Dodgers sat their four leading home run hitters against left-handed pitching. So they didn't start like three games or something like that. I mean, that's crazy.
I don't believe in that stuff. Let me tell you why. Sparky Anderson told me one time, he said, listen, if I don't have the guns, right, if I don't have the guns to win, I ain't going to win. But if you give me the guns to win and I don't use the guns, that's my fault.
Right.
It ain't the player's fault. That's the front office and everybody else that did that. That's silly. You play, listen, I always say, play the best nine. I don't care if Jimmy was having a bad day. I don't care if Jimmy was having a bad 10 days. He got to play when it's crunch time.
I think they try to make it too complicated.
Yeah, right. I don't care if Vernon Williams was scuffling. I don't care if Tim Raines was scuffling. I don't care if Daryl Strawberry was scuffling. You know what? We got to play. We went. Our motto was, we play today, we win today. That's it.
The Odd Couple, we're joined by three-time Major League Baseball All-Star Cecil Fielder. Now, one thing they're saying about these home runs today is players are changing their launch angle. Is it that easy to do that?
Well, yeah, because, you know, all you're doing is swinging up, and that's why you're having the amount of strikeouts that you're having. You got guys that aren't putting the ball in play. It's either bomb or strikeout. Bomb
but then, strikeout. And they don't punish you anymore for striking out. You know what I mean? Well, like, they don't care.
They told me, we got a new rule. It was a new stat. It was a new stat they came up with. Let me tell you what it was, because it freaked me out when they said it. it's a bad luck stat we got now in baseball.
Bad luck stat?
They give you kudos because you had bad luck. You hit a couple of line drives. You struck out a couple of times. You had bad luck. Yeah, it's like that, man. I'm like, what are you talking about? Come on, guys. Who are these guys? We got guys bringing suitcases to the ballpark running the team now.
No, that's
crazy.
True. That's true.
Crazy.
A lot of managers or the GMs are running the, you know, making out the lineup cards and making the substitutions and things like that.
Like in baseball, the managers aren't even making the lineups out.
Right, right, right. No, it's definitely interesting. Now, we talked about Vlad Guerrero and obviously Vlad Jr., and his dad obviously was a superstar, and you and Prince were the same way. What is it like to have your son, you know, following your footsteps and play in the major leagues when you did it as well?
It's crucial, man. I mean, that's probably one of the best feelings in the world to see, you know, this kid that used to run out on the field with me, snotty, and talk about he wanted to take batting practice with the big boys and all that. And I told Mr. Illich one day, I said, Mr. Illich, you know, this kid gonna play in the big leagues. You better watch out for him when he gets drafted. And, you know, the Tigers, they skipped on Prince in the draft. So they had to pick before Milwaukee, and they skipped. I told him it was a bad move because I knew the kid was going to be a superstar. I mean, he just had it in his blood. I mean, you know, it's like Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey, Prince Fielder, Vlad Guerrero, all these boys that daddy's played, it ain't the same feeling we had. We had to go out there and put meat on the table. These boys got ice in their veins. They don't care. They just going out there balling. They just balling. And that's didn't let things get to them. They just played the game, and they played it the right way, and they ran the bases hard. They did all the things that you're supposed to do, and that's why these kids have become superstars, because they still do it the old school way. Vlad Guerrero is going to be just like his daddy. he gonna swing at everything, but he gonna hit some of them everything.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This next guest, of course, needs no introduction. He is, of course, one half of the Odd Couple,
Rob Parker.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Man, doing great. How you guys doing? What's up, Matt?
What's going on, man?
I haven't heard you this calm since we started the show.
Yeah, no, I'm in the press box.
I was going to say.
I got to keep it to a certain level so I can't go crazy. I don't want anybody to be mad at me.
Well, word is you've got a hot take, of course, and you want to praise baseball and diss basketball. So go ahead.
It's just,
I saw your article in the shadowleague.com. So go ahead.
it's right on the money. I mean, let's just admit it. Last night, the slam dunk contest was officially dead on arrival.
Stop it.
It is now all about the home run derby. And let me tell you something. If you watched the ounce of it yesterday, it was riveting.
It was great. It was great.
It really was. And to see those young guys, Pete Alfonso and, of course, Vlad Guerrero Jr., do their thing in the finals. When you think about these guys are both rookies. Vlad is 20, who's the youngest to ever take part in the home run derby. And the guy hit a total of 91 home runs. Incredible. The crowd was crazy. It really was a spectacle. Might have been one of the best I've ever seen.
Rob, I unfortunately missed it, but I'm someone who grew up playing baseball, loved baseball. I can't give a yes or a no on that take yet because I didn't get a chance to see it. But I am someone who thinks that the dunk it's tough. You know, every dunk has pretty much been done. So, you know, the creativity is kind of out the window. But with the home run derby, to hear that someone hit 91 home runs and didn't win, you know, you can tell it was a suspenseful thing, you know, no matter how long it lasted. And we were talking earlier, I kind of feel like, you know, all-star events for all major sports aren't what they used to be. You know what I mean? So if you found something with the home run derby that's won and it's really drawing the praise it has, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and you know what? The other part, too, and Matt, you're right. The all-star games are hard for people to get, especially in basketball, where we're seeing scores. Chris and I talk about this all the time. Almost into 200. That's not basketball.
Right. We're going to hit 200 soon.
Right, it's going to be. It's been like 189 or something. Those ridiculous scores. And the NHL is scoring 11 or 12 goals, which is nothing close to real hockey. And obviously we've seen the Pro Bowl, which is a bore. So it is hard. The one thing I will say is the only difference that baseball has going for it is that they do play the game the regular way. Nobody throws underhand or tries to let guys hit it. Do you know what I mean?
Will you stop it?
What?
I mean, God goodness. Look, they're all bad, including baseball. I mean, didn't know, he praises baseball. He never has a negative word to say about baseball.
That's not true. And I'll say this. That's not true because I have been upset with baseball. But I can't figure out what I'm going to say now about it. But I'm going to say what they've done, though, this whole last couple of days here has been incredible. And then tonight, they're honoring CeCe Sabathia, which I think is a really nice touch. Yeah. This is where he started his career, 7.5 years with the Indians. Remember, they had those great teams. Mm-hmm. Chris, you noticed they sold out 460 straight games in Cleveland, and they never won a World Series. But this is CeCe's last year, and baseball thought this would be great to honor him. He's not an all-star, but they brought him to honor him, and this kind of reminds me of when the NBA brought back Magic Johnson. Do you remember that in Orlando?
Right, yeah.
And he wound up winning the MVP.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I covered that All-Star, and I thought it was just a nice touch, and I think baseball got it right by doing that with CeCe.
Rob, I was saying going into the home run derby that, and I think you and I talked about it, the best thing for baseball would have been if Vlad had won. I actually think it was something we couldn't have foreseen became even better was that the other rookie, Pete Alonso, won, but Vlad shined too because he broke the record by 30, right? So can Vlad become kind of that? I mean, they're going to need several stars, of course, but do you think he can become a superstar that baseball needs?
I think he can from two things. His bloodline, everybody knows his dad, who was a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He was one of the most anticipated rookies and whatnot when he first came. You remember his first at-bats? I think ESPN cut in to show his at-bat, if you remember. We were watching. And so that tells you about the radar was on him, and so far he's performed. Now, this is what I love also, is that even though he only had 8 home runs since he's been called up, baseball recognized the talent to say he should be in the home run derby contest. Do you know, normally with 8 home runs, they're not giving you that opportunity.
Right.
So they noticed it, and they said, this guy's a star. We got to get him involved. And it wound up paying off. And I think most people who left last night, even though he didn't win, he did win in a lot of people's eyes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, baseball just, man, it was so awesome that they recognized that. I mean, golly, how'd they do that? Like, it's incredible. I mean, baseball is just so far ahead of everybody else.
Well, whatever.
All right, man, great job. Enjoy the game, all right? I know you will. And have you enjoyed my town, Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, no, I've actually enjoyed it a lot, man, just eating too much. I'm telling you, it's been a bad place.
Oh, you not on your diet? You off your?
No, I'm on a diet, but I slipped once.
It's a meat diet, so it's a good.
Oh, man.
It is, right?
And the other part is.
Hey, wings. You know, wings on Friday when you're in. Because Rob G, of course, lost the bet about Kawhi going to the Lakers.
And
so we got plenty of wings. Well, I said he was going to the Clippers.
Me and you, we didn't have a bet.
No, I did. That was my bet with Rob G. It was months ago, but he held me to it.
Okay, and he owes me wings as well.
Yeah, so we have plenty of wings in here.
That sounds good. All right, and I'm going to get to you when we get back. We'll talk about the Clippers and how I'm predicting them not to only get to the finals, but to win the finals in Kawhi's first year in L.A. Mm.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.